Well, hello, this is Dr. A. Truott. Again, I was asked to be on the show today with our host, Barbara Jean. Hopefully she'll be on shortly with us. Looks like she's coming right on. So we'll just go ahead and turn the mic over to Barbara Jean. Go ahead.
Well, welcome, everybody. You're listening to RBN and Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's always my honor and pleasure to share with you time, the listening audience all across the nation, all across the world. Thank you for listening to RBN. Today, we are going to address again and again and again that you hear in the news about this pandemic that is at our doorstep. We believe with all my heart, and when I say we, I'm hoping I include you as a citizen of this nation. We believe we need to know. We need to know the story. We need to know the potential and the fear of the outcome. Is it fear that drives countries, states, the United Nations, very, very important bodies, to address this issue as an inevitable pandemic? Church groups are having forums that say, we will teach you how to survive an inevitable pandemic. Do you recall Health and Human Services Secretary, Mr. Michael Levitt, and his use of the word inevitable? Does it have a ring to it that makes you a little bit curious? What would they know that you don't know? We're going to fill in some of the pieces for you on Born on the 4th of July today. And if we repeat something?
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. And to the listeners out there, I would urge that you call your friend and neighbor and say, hey, connect your computer, get hooked up, listen in to RBN for this time and for this show. You will be better informed. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Ott.
Greetings again, Barbara Gina. We're hoping that that hadn't happened to you. I was ready to try and to take over for you again.
I'm here. I guess my clock was a little bit delayed or something.
Yeah, you said I had plenty of time. I thought, she must be a little bit running late.
So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen and friends of RBN and listeners worldwide, we're connected, we're together, and we're ready to roll. Yesterday, if you were listening, we kind of played school a while, so you could have, for your knowledge, some of the terminology that is used in this discussion. And I'd just like to rev up a little bit and review some of those terms so everybody's kind of on the same page, and then I'm going to pass the phone and the mic to Dr. Truott, Dr. A. Truott, and he has done so much research on that we've been talking about since last August. And I know now that there's also some information out there with people being anxious over the Olympics being scheduled in Canada and what kind of a connection there might be with FEMA and flu and so forth. So it doesn't end. Dr. Ott has been on this issue for a long time, and the research is amazing, always documented, and I just say thanks so much for the information you have shared with me and the listening audience on numerous interviews. We talked yesterday about splicing, and so I just wanted to start there. Is the pig community out there splicing their genes?
I'm sorry, is the what community, pig?
The pig community.
Well,
in their research, is the pig community out there splicing their genes?
I'm understanding the question correctly. The pig is in P-I-G?
I'm just kidding here.
Okay.
but see, we're splicing, aren't we? The humans are splicing,
well, surely,
right?
This virus, okay, you gotta remember that starting in the early 60s, the joint governments of the West have basically trying to understand what causes these seasonal flu variations, why does it mutate slightly in the amino acid gene structures, in the H3N2, so slightly that you have to keep getting a new vaccine every year, right? And what they wanted to basically see if they can make the best guess estimate as to how these mutations would happen so they can prepare for seasonal flu vaccines year to year. See, this is what the science was started in the 60s. Well, in all of the research stations where they monitor swine and bird mutations and variations, it's very singular that for 40 years of monitoring, In all those years, with all of the pollutants and all of the problems worldwide, no way, shape, and form has a what's called a recombination happened ever. When a recombination, a definition, folks, is where you have specific gene structures that are unique to species. In this case, we're talking about bird genes, swine genes, and human genes recombining into a new novel pathogen, okay? It just doesn't happen normally and naturally. It just doesn't. It takes, literally, it takes human intervention to make that happen. Now, whenever you take viral structures in liquid and put them under heat or radiation, as the case may be, causing the genes to slightly mutate together, they will form a toxic blend, okay? This is what happened during the early 1960s in Tulane University research, okay, as the Dr. Mary's monkey, the Ed Haslam, who I interviewed live from Dallas on this very show. This whole book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, shows how using a very sophisticated linear particle accelerator machine was able to mutate these monkey viruses into some abnormal frankenviruses that were found to cause cancer tumors to form. Incredible book to read that, to understand that. So, you see, in its own natural state, even the simian viruses are unique to monkeys. They will not become plagues to humans unless some very nefarious mad scientists are messing with them. All right? That should be clearly and readily apparent. Okay? So, what happened in 1918? People ask me all the time, how did this killer virus emerge? Well, very simply, it wasn't because the soldiers of World War I were in close proximity to each other and had a few pigs in the quartermaster's sty and the chickens laying eggs. No. Didn't happen that way. The virus was recombined by means of the typhus fever vaccine needles. Just look at the exact process in which they produced the so-called vaccine for typhus fever in that era, and you see exactly how it caused the viruses to come together. Now, they did not do this, Barbara Jean, back then by design. Far from it. They had no idea that viruses existed back in 1916. They didn't discover viruses until 20 years later in 1936, 1937. All right, so we've got to be very clear with that. What they did know, however, was that the work of Edward Jenner and Pasteur and others, they wanted to create an immune response in people by giving them a vaccine shot. And if that meant hundreds of millions of dollars of net profits in the process, that's even better. So you see the history. John D. Rockefeller and his research labs and pharmaceutical labs, this was really the golden age of vaccine production at that point. You see that all of the conscripted troops, the drafted troops of America that were called in to fight the Kaiser, were all forcibly vaccinated. Mandatory vaccines were given. A typhus fever vaccine was one of those vaccines, and this is what caused the seed of this viral epidemic. There's no doubt whatsoever, no doubt whatsoever in my mind that that's what caused it. But, you know, of all the stories and all the articles and all of, you know, all of the medical records talking about this terrible 1918 pandemic, nobody mentions how this thing recombined and the processes of genetic alteration that causes it to happen. Okay, this thing, you know, a lot of scientists would want you to believe so-called I don't even call them scientists. They're basically prostitutes of knowledge because they're working for the big pharma companies, and they have an agenda. They all would like you to believe that the 1918 pandemic was an act of God that just happened naturally. And it happens once every 50, 60, 70 years. God just starts to play Joker and mixes up these viruses and designed to kill people. That's what they would have you believe, ladies and gentlemen. But the God that I know and trust and worship would never play Joker like that. It's not in the cards for him to do that. He wants one thing only, and that's for his creations to have freedom of expression, to have health and strength, to enjoy the life that he gives unto them, okay? It's not in his cards to say, I'm going to kill off a billion of my creations just because I feel a little nasty mood today, okay? But that's what the vaccine purveyors would have you believe.
And they have carried it off, you know, historically, that answer, the question, how did this start and where did it come from, the real analyses for the 1918-1919 time frame has kind of remained the same, though we know millions worldwide died, and they died in every family, and it was brought back into the United States after the war, and very, very terrible death, almost one in every family. If you might, doctor, explain the kind of the gray thing that happened to them and how they could be alive and well in the morning and on their way to work and dead at night. Something happened, and there's a term for it when your own cells overreact and then it takes off from there. That might be worthwhile right here.
Yeah, without going into a whole technical, boring scientific explanation, the virus mutation of 1918, as recreated by Taubenberger and his team, there was a specific sequence of protein markers on this triple recombinant virus that triggered the human immune system to go into hyperdrive. The best, easiest explanation to give to you, okay? The virus, you know, viruses typically infect cell tissue, replicate, burst, and the immune system response goes in, and you have a lot
Here comes the music, Dr. Ott. We'll go to break here, and we'll be right back.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Dr. A. Truop, the topic, Pandemic 2009, coming your way. We were talking about some of the attributes of that terrible illness of 1918 and what actually happened to the body, and wanted to pick it up there.
Right. This virus really didn't cause death itself, but what was dangerous about it, it created a massive immune response, a very hyperdrive type of immune response, which in the medical lingo is called a massive cytokine, C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E, cytokine storm. Now, what that means, basically, in layman's terms, is your mucal membrane response. It's like a anaphylactic type of shock, where a massive immune restimulation, like an allergy, is created. Now, what happens with a massive cytokine storm is your lung tissue, your mucal membranes linings, they become rapidly inflamed and begin to get to a point where they start to a rupture with a cough. You start to clear your lungs and try to breathe the air in as they restrict. And when you cough, these mucal membranes start to burst and you start to aspirate and hemorrhage. Cytokine storms massively is the way death occurs in Ebola viruses, okay, and others such designer killer viruses. It's not the virus itself that causes the infestation to kill. It's the immune response, which is so much in a hyperdrive mode, that causes the bleeding and the quick and rapid death.
In the case of the 1918 and 1919 influenza pandemic, Spanish flu pandemic, something unusual happened. At least it seemed to me, it sort of died out, right?
Well, yes. Here's what often happens. Okay, when you have a genetic aberration like that, a lot of times there's natural reverse mechanisms that makes it turn back into a benign, you know, basically goes into a dodo extinction. Okay. Unless, the way that it will not do that is if it's permanently fused into a human plasmid blood structure, okay? Now, if that is done permanently, nature won't naturally reverse that back to its, you know, decayed state of nothingness. Because you've got to remember that No matter what a virus structure is, it's just basically a grouping of amino acids and protein structures. Okay, unless you lock that down into a specific human blood genome plasmid structure, it will go back to, you know, revert back to nothing. And it should. So that's why it was so incredible when you understand, okay, it's gone away of the dodo bird, thank God for providing protection against things like this. Stupid acts of man. You know, God does not play dice, Barbara Jean. God is very understanding and structured, okay? So
come now. It was dead for a long time, right? We didn't have to worry about the pandemic.
It was completely gone until 1997, when research team from Fort Detrick, which had been scouring the world, by the way, teams of biological researchers went into the graves and cemeteries of England to victims they knew had traced that died of that. They exhumed many, many bodies, by the way, trying to find a complete gene structure in the lung material. Hopefully, they were hoping that some of these had maybe been preserved enough through the embalming process. They would still find intact viral structures. They struck out, batting 1,000 in strikeouts, until they hit pay dirt in Breivik, Mission, Alaska. The team went up there, and sure enough, they found eventually, after 75 corpses were analyzed, the 76th one, the last one, was a heavyset woman buried in a separate grave. She was so obese, the record goes, that the fat around her had protected her lung materials from decomposition. Plus, she was buried deep enough that the permafrost kept her preserved very well. And the research team found pay dirt. They found the complete intact virus that they were looking for. They put it in a suspension, a solution, and shipped it down to Fort Detrick. And Taubenberger, with intense glee, I'm sure, had the killer virus that he needed to recreate. Now, keep in mind, you have to have this fingerprint of a killer virus to do all this biological weaponry work. Because, you know, it's like shooting, throwing darts in a dark room trying to hit a bullseye that's moving. You have to find the right genetic composition for a killer virus. It takes billions of tries to hit that one bullseye, okay?
So this is so vital for the listening audience to know. So when you write your letter to your legislator and say, I will not take the vaccine and this is why I know I don't want it, you now have the time frame, 1997, the scientist, Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger, that's Taubenberger, Fort Detrick, 1997. How long did it take him to do all this work?
I think we've got a commercial going on.
I don't hear the break coming. Sorry. Apologize. We'll go to break.
Due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today. 800-691-7898 before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293.
That's 1-800-790-6293.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Dr. Ott on a very important subject. And just remember that though swine and bird flu are much of the discussion today, the swine and the birds are not in the lab. They may be physically with parts of their fluids or their body or their tissue being analyzed in the lab, but they are not the people in the lab. They are not functioning in the lab. There are humans that are doing that in the lab. So that might help you to kind of visualize, hey, what do I need to know about this virus and how it comes about? You might just kind of start there. That's what I meant when I asked about the pig community. They're not in there doing this work, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking about crafting very fine viruses. And then I would imagine this re-entry or re-emergence of the horror of 1918, 1919 probably could not have been done without a computer. What do you think of that?
Well, absolutely could not have been. It's very, very precise work. Mapping even one chromosomal set of genes has very much, you know, many millions of combinations. Each viral structure has 8 chromosomes, and so multiply those in statistical averages, and you've got literally billions of potential combinations. Each one has to be checked and double-checked and cross-referenced. You need a supercomputer to map that. In the early 90s, even up now until the year 2000, this was perfected in something called the Genome Project by the geneticist and basically the people involved with the Human Genome Project are I hate to say this, but it's the absolute truth, the remnants of the Nazi scientists that came over in Operation Paperclip. You got to understand that. These genome manufacturing scientists were originally Adolf Hitler's core scientist group. The whole thing about Nazi Germany is the master race of the Third Reich.
There may be someone out there who is unfamiliar with Project Paperclip. If you could just give the outline of what happened and it brought people here, sort of a ruse in a way to get their scientists here into the United States.
Well, it is. The creme de la creme of the Nazi technological laboratories, there was a splitting of opinion, basically, that some people in the military wanted just to wipe the whole scourge off the planet. However, under the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, that core realized the value of these scientists. And also, General Galen of the Gestapo, he had a very effective and intact spy network throughout all of Russia that he built prior to the war even being declared, right? So Galen and others basically came into Wild Bill Donovan and others of the OSS and said, make me a deal, and I'll give you an intact spy network that will take millions of dollars and decades to replicate. And Donovan jumped right at it. He says, oh, we gotta protect America against communism. So, oh, yes, indeed, we'll make you a sweet deal. And part of that deal was the incorporation into American mainstream through alternative IDs, new identification, social security numbers, the whole nine yards of these top Nazi geneticists and experimenters, and even Gestapo agents into America science laboratories through DARPA, Advanced Research Projects, DARPA and the CIA, which came out of the OSS, did this all through a project called Operation Paperclip. It's a CIA operation codenamed Operation Paperclip.
Thank you so much for that background. But just in case there was someone who said, hey, what's that?
What is that?
You've got it there. I think that really helped. So we're going to come back now to 1997, and how long did it take for these scientists, non-pigs and non-birds, in the lab creating a new replica? What do they call it? There's a name for it. Re-engineered
recombinant reassortant virus, yeah.
All right, there you go. And see, they did that. It took a long time, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, they had to analyze the 1918 virus, which they got in the lab in 97. And they did a quick analysis with the supercomputer to find out what exactly had mutated on these three influenza viruses to combine, and where they combined and how they combined to make it so deadly and virulent. Okay, once that was discovered, then it's very simple, very quick, really, to begin to splice together their own versions of this and reverse engineer it. That's the terminology they actually have used in the patents themselves. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. Patent Office has granted patents on this technology. I have them right in my, while I'm looking at them, right, holding them in my hand right now. Patents for this reassortant viral structure. Barbara Jean, I need to have the ladies and gentlemen listening to this right now answer this question in their mind. Why issue a patent on a novel virus that's manufactured by this reverse engineering technique? Why patent this killer virus and make it an intellectual property of a major corporation? Why would you want that? I would just...
Well, if I could...
Go ahead. Give me your answer.
If I could be relieved of all liability for my creation by the helpful U.S. government, I'd be set to make a little fortune in case the bad viruses ever were administered through a vaccine.
Well, you know, biological weaponry, believe it or not, is competitive business.
Now, if you could let me interrupt here for that listener out there, and you say bioweaponry, now what is he talking about? Can you explain that when it becomes weaponized? You see that term, weaponized. Just briefly help the listener out there with bioweaponry.
Let's just look at weapons in general, okay? Some little tinkerer in the office comes up with a remote-controlled drone aircraft. Oh, my heavens, it's got applications. I'm going to go and get a patent for this. And he does, and then the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, contacts him and said, we want to apply this. We're going to buy this patent from you. We have the rights now to produce these drone aircrafts using your technology for weaponry, okay? So weapons of any source are competitive. It's American history is rife with this, from the Browning automatic rifle, the BAR gun, and the innovations applying them to the U.S. military goes on and on. And So if you have the rights to that patent from the U.S. military and you've been paid by doing that, then you really can't legally entertain the Mossad agents or the Russians or the Chinese, can you? So it's important to patent this virus, because the potential for a mass biological weapon is incredible. So you want to patent it to get it protected so that you can have the rights to deal in the open market, so to speak. That's the first reason why you want to patent this virus. And the second reason is, of course, you can then use this patent to work on a vaccine to protect the people from it, supposedly. You see the total corruption here.
Do you have any indicators of patent applications prior to 2005 in regard to this novel, like H1N1 that we call it now?
Absolutely. I'm right here. Patent number, U.S. patent number 0069821, issued 2008, March 20th of 2008. United States patent application publication given to the inventor, Xin Fen Ying, Chinese, okay, assignees, MedImmune Vaccines Incorporated, Gaithersburg, Maryland. MedImmune Vaccines, Inc. is a subsidiary wholly owned by Wyeth Laboratories, the pharmaceutical giant. Wyeth Laboratories is used to be American Home Products, AHP Home Products, which gave the world the Fen-Phen miracle, okay? Also, the assignees are the government of the United States of America, National Institutes of Health, Rockville, Maryland, which is right across, basically down the road a few clicks from Fort Detrick, Rockville, Maryland, okay? Patent is all about influenza, hemagglutinin, and neuraminidase variants, the H and N variants. This is a 146-page patent application, and it is all about patenting the virus. Are you listening to me, people?
And do you have a date on that one?
The date was filed August 9th of 2007. It was actually studied, of course, well before that. Provisional applications filed as back as early as 2005. Yeah, absolutely stunning here.
I'm looking at one that's for Novartis, November 6, 2005.
Now that's for the vaccine. Okay.
That's for the vaccine.
That's for the vaccine. But the actual patenting of the virus is given to this Chinese gentleman.
Okay.
Everybody's
relaxed at this point. I'd like to see them. Oh my goodness.
Well, it goes back to Xin Fen Yang is tied to the hospital complex in Taipei, Taiwan. I could spend another hour telling you about that connection to the /CIA World Health Organization front. My goodness, if this is not a weaponized creation, I've never seen one that is, okay? And we're talking in this patent. Let me give you some specifics on the paragraph. It's just 2, 4, 6, 8 manipulations of the 8 chromosomes, okay? It gives exactly what was spliced into these chromosomes, including the bird flu strain from Vietnam, isolated in 2004, the H5N1 is what it's called. In 1997, the exact structure isolated by Taubenberger and his team, it's all there. This is, talk about a smoking gun. It's right here. The virus itself, patented. Oh, my heavens. Let's go into the actual language, okay? Is your head spinning yet, Barbara Jean? Are you okay? Take some deep breaths.
Yes, I'm thinking that a lot of this now has really occurred since the event of 1997, and then maybe they completed their work maybe early, late 2004 or early 2005, right?
Right, exactly, which is about the exact same time we get the Nobaro at the United Nations making the declaration, we are due for a new pandemic, setting the stage, basically, setting the table for this patent to be exercised.
Okay, so there must be a lot of folks out there that are raising their hand and saying, teacher, I have learned something today that will be beneficial to me in regard to this pandemic that we are facing. This is very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, that each individual has such knowledge. For Dr. Ott, can you say thank you for your patience and your retelling of your research in such a wonderful way so that you might understand? Now, let's fast forward to what you have been about lately, your energies, what you're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a story that you must listen to and remember. Your survival might depend upon it.
Well, yes. Recently, of course, we did a conference in Kalispell, Montana. John Stokes, the owner of the local radio station up there, sponsored this. Others helped organize it. I'm here to tell you it was a very, very good event. While there were not a lot of people physically present, at least during the speeches that were given, the link-ups worldwide and live were quite extensive, and a lot of people were in fact tuned into us. Basically, what we did there is just publicly gave the evidence that we collected, and I say we, myself, primarily the Vaccine Information Coalition founder, Ms. April Renee from Florida, flew all the way in to be there. Ingra Casal did a fantastic job of course, bringing all of her information to bear. We also had the previous day some appearance of some other dignitaries. We had Mr. McManus there from the John Birch Society, and we had Dr. Catherine Albright of Spy Chips fame there to address the crowd. And, you know, it was amazing that with all of her incredible research, and by the way, I think she's brilliant. I think her work in the area of spy chips has just been an enormous contribution to helping us understand how technology is being used to take away our privacy. And she's a very, very strong consumer advocate in that regard. I was kind of a little bit surprised when, without having ever met me prior or having any type of conversation on the phone, nor, as far as I can tell, reviewing any of my documentation, made a blanket statement that my work was basically disinformation.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Ott.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified State financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the final segment of this hour. You've been listening to Dr. A. Truhott, A. Truhott, that's O-T-T, and I'd like you to give your website or where they can find some of the documents you're referring to, Dr. Ott, and then we're hoping you'll be with us next hour and bring us forward on what's all happening. We were talking about Dr. Catherine Albrecht, who was a participant in this forum held in Kalispell, Montana last week. Also, Dr. Ott, we have Doug in Ohio, so we might be able to work a little bit of a summation and take Doug's question or comment. Yeah. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Very good. We can go into much detail about this or not, but Dr. Albrecht is surely entitled to her own opinion, and we welcome skepticism. We really do. I you know, might be off on some wild goose chases here, but I would hope that the skepticism is not based on preconceived prejudices, but is an honest form of questioning. It didn't appear to me like that was the case in this situation. Dr. Albrecht, like I said before, I had never met her. I don't know how much honest correspondence she has done on the subject with me and my team, and it's not just Dr. Bill Deagle. I have other world-renowned microbiologists that are part of my team, though they're not readily apparent, okay? Because, you know, I don't know it all, Barbara Jean. I have a learning curve like any other person. The day that I quit learning is the day that I'm dead in my grave, okay? I'm still learning and trying new things on all the time. What fits?
Well, the thing that is astonishing is that there was rather an agenda to, create a little bit of havoc in a well-intended forum. And maybe we can talk a little bit about that on the other side. Yeah. I'm going to try to work in Doug in Ohio. Thank you for calling in. Doug, welcome.
Good afternoon, Barbara Jean. This I truly believe ties into what you folks are talking about. But it just is on RBN. They have published a story about the Florida and Iowa quarantine documents.
Right.
And this is extremely interesting. I think that once you read these, that this ties directly into the advertisement that the Army and the Army National Guard had a few weeks back. That, I think all the pieces of the puzzle are finally starting to come into view and are being moved into place.
Well, I agree 100% with that. Our website, pandemicfluonline.com, we have a pretty good network across the country that anytime any type of breaking story gets posted right into that this core group immediately. And so the documents you're referring to, yes, indeed, I've read them. It's absolutely stunning what's going on, not only with those two states, Florida and Iowa, but Massachusetts is just going crazy. Presenting legislation for jail terms of 30 days plus $1,000 a day fines for refusing the vaccine. We'll talk about that more in depth if you wish to.
Okay, and Doug, if you'd like to stay with us, we'll go to a brief break and be right back.
Yes,
right,
ma'am.
Here on RBN.
With recent